One summer evening, fresh and fair, walking out to take the air, near to the court where gallant sport I carefully did wander, where as in state two lovers sate, like Hero and Leander. It was under a pleasant shade where this pretty couple played. They did not fear to be betrayed, nor had not yet espied me. To hear them prattle down I laid, and closely I did hide me. They were both of tender age, in love's affairs for to engage. Yet Cupid's craft with feathered shaft had wounded them at distance. No human art can cure the smart, in vain was their resistance. This young gallant stripling sate by his loving lady mate, and amorously began to prate. He had both time and leisure, with kisses sweet their lips did meet, wherein they took great pleasure. She in cloth of gold did shine, and her beauty seemed divine. I often wish she had been mine, fain would I be his taster, but not one bit that I could get, 'twas meat fit for my master. Having now both time and place, lovingly for to embrace, this gallant's care was to prepare the art of love to show her. Then near I stepped and closely crept, and thus I heard him woo her. Dearest love and lady mine, let our hearts in one combine. Within your breast my soul doth rest, great Cupid hath betrayed me. To kill or cure 'tis in your power, your captive he hath made me. At your mercy now I lie, grant me love or else I die. By virtue of your eye, dear heart, in love I languish. Then be not coy, my only joy, but heal me of my anguish. Then she made this sweet reply, stranger unto love am I. Good sir, forbear, let me not hear of bondage at this season. The Cyprian boy shall not destroy my freedom and my reason. But if ever I should prove subject to the God of love, methinks my mind is so inclined, your courtship is so moving, no one but you whom I do know shall teach me the art of loving. Then he was quick to speak again, while as his hopes afresh remain. He sometimes kissed and sometimes missed, according as she struggled. But had they stayed, I'm half afraid, his joys he would have doubled. Now to break off their delight, they saw coming in their sight another pair, both fresh and fair, of spruce and amorous lovers. And being met, they made no let, but all their love discovers. Then they walked hand in hand, subject all to love's command. I could not lie, but up got I to see some further sport, sir. 'Twas almost dark when o'er the park I see them pass to the court, sir. Then I wish that I had there such a pretty lady near, to court and kiss, to hit and miss, as others had been wooing. But all in vain I might complain, for I could not be doing.